Welcome to Drive Time, a Valley update on COVID-19. This is an interview series that focuses on nonprofit organizations of the Mount Washington Valley and how they're dealing throughout this pandemic. This presentation is being broadcast on 93.5 FM WMWV, Magic 104, and Easy FM 95.3. It's brought to you by Cooper Cargill-Chant and Leonie McDonnell and Roberts. My name's Gino Devaney, and this evening we're talking to the president of the Jen's Friends Cancer Foundation, Eric Chandler. Eric, thank you for joining me and taking some time this evening. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for thinking of Jen's Friends, Gino. I'm honored to be here serving Jen's Friends and helping to serve the community.
No problem at all. You guys are near and dear to our hearts over the years. You've had a great relationship with Mount Washington Radio, and we wanted to give you guys a moment to kind of step in the spotlight a little bit and remind people that Jen's Friends is still around, still doing their thing. But before we get into how you guys have reacted to what the time that we're living in now, I guess we could say, let's first start off at the beginning, Eric, just in case, and I know there's only a few out there at this point, but we always want to get the word out there, just in case there's somebody that maybe doesn't know about Jen's Friends or has heard the name but not exactly sure what you guys do, why don't you lay that out for us and explain a little bit about what Jen's Friends actually does?
Sure. Jen's Friends Cancer Foundation is in their 23rd year of essentially, I like to describe it as a little bit of gap insurance to people that are fighting cancer here in the Valley. We provide gasoline cards monthly to people fighting cancer. We pay people's rents. We'll pay a mortgage. A lot of times, groceries. We have a wonderful relationship with Hannaford that we provide folks with Hannaford gift cards. One of the stories that I love is we had someone that was undergoing treatment, and they frankly didn't want any help, as sometimes is the case. And we sometimes coerce people a little bit and say, look, you know, let us help you.
Yeah.
And this particular person, she said, well, I'm driving down to my treatment, and you know, the roads are getting a little squirrely in the winter sometimes, as they do here in New England. And she we reached out to one of our many partners in this awesome community, and we got her snow tires, and it was just a very little gesture that she needed. And you know, like I said, she didn't want help, but we through our volunteers and our network, we try to say, well, we're going to help you anyway.
Right. Yeah, so absolutely.
It's the little things like that, and sometimes it's big things, you know, paying people's rents, paying people's mortgage,
mm-hmm.
While they're undergoing treatment. So right now, and a lot of people have heard the numbers, but you know, right now month to month we spend about $20,000. Helping roughly around 70 people here in the Valley. So it's I try to keep my business head on, but I sometimes do get choked up when I realize how much good we do. So it's pretty awesome.
It is. It's a fantastic organization, and you can learn more about them at jensfriends.org. When it comes to the story of the Hill family, which I know you are a close family friend of the Hill family, kind of started it all, and you've been president since 2013, so obviously it's a near and dear cause to your heart.
It's very near and dear to me. I went to school with Jennifer Hill, and Jen's Friends was started shortly after Jen passed, and by her brother, Doug Hill, and a bunch of fraternity brothers down at UNH. And, you know, Jen had basically said, you know, there's going to be, they were raising money for her during her battle, and it became evident that you know, unfortunately, the funds were going to outlive Jen. And she said, I want these funds to help others. And, you know, sometimes one selfless act develops into helping hundreds and hundreds of people. So it is truly amazing.
Yeah, and you guys have been giving back to this community ever since. And like you said, it's been a great community to be a part of. And it really is. It's in fact, everybody that we've talked to when it comes to the nonprofit organizations and beyond all say the same thing. It's a one-of-a-kind community. It's amazing how everybody can just band together for these certain causes and support no matter what it is. It's just so great to see.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head with the community, Gino. I mean, we have a 15-member board that you know, works very hard, but I got to tell you, we could not do it without our volunteers. We could not do it without the community. We could not do it without you folks at the radio station, Mount Cranmore, you know, huge, huge sponsors, the Valley Originals. They are amazing, and obviously they're in a little tough spot right now, but, you know, the community, it's just unbelievable how everybody comes together when we all need help.
And I think it's right now the proof is in the pudding. I think that is, we're seeing that in the works right now when it comes to the local organizations, when it comes to the local restaurants, shopping local. The Mount Washington Valley has that, and of course we'll all be at the other end of this when it gets down to it. And that brings us to my next question here. So here we are living in a time now that is COVID-19 with the coronavirus, and I'm sure with an organization that's ran entirely on volunteers, as you mentioned, and constantly helping out those that are already fighting off a terrible disease, when this pandemic broke, I'm sure there was some changes that had to happen over at Jen's Friends and in order to keep things going, but maybe a little modification to the protocol or things of that nature. How has it impacted you guys?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we want everyone to know that Jen's Friends is still trucking along and still helping everyone that we're currently helping. And we were, you know, lucky enough to have a little bit of a cushion to ride something like this out. As we cancel more events, and I know later on in the interview we'll get into some events coming up, but
yeah.
if anyone can help us, you know, help us, and if you need help, Jen's Friends is here.